Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Cubs fans, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer here. And right now you're listening to the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
We're a very important radio show.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
That should be a tagline for this show.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Lawrence Holmes.
Yeah. Lawrence, don't call me Larry.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
Going great, Max. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. Speak to you soon.
And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Adam Amin.
This show is a party today. My goodness.
I like this kind of party.
I was wondering what that cloud was after Huddler walked out of the room.
Dude.
Ah, man, anytime you guys want me, I'll come in the studio. We'll have some fun.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
It is all like rain on Trump.
That's the one, Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's why we're a team. Baby.
I like our team.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Weasel.
We'll send him the book.
From Emerson College, the good vibes provider, 5'10", Matt Spiegel.
Hey, where is Spiegel?
From DePaul University at 5'10", Lawrence Holmes.
Thank you.
5'10".
Lawrence has done it all. Earned his master's from the University of Alabama.
High time.
Lawrence Holmes, congratulations to you. You are appreciated by many, many people.
Matt Spiegel is one of the great baseball people, and not only in this town, but across the country.
Chris is talented. Chris has got it. Chris is the best part of this show.
Rodgers Coon, they get their wish.
First of all, thanks for having me. I always enjoy being on with you, Lawrence. King of Evergreen Park.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
Everything everyone said about the score and you being a tyrant is totally wrong. Wait, is that what you wanted me to say? Write it down again.
If they mention the score, we'll go hug it out.
Gonna hug it out with Jeremy Piven.
Matt was talking about the dishwasher. That's my kind of sports radio right there.
This is where we have a big open and then it's like, music!
Chicago! Let's go!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. Tanny got a day off today.
Tanny is on his way to Vegas.
We don't have to tell his business.
I don't know if he'd mind. You think he'd mind?
No.
Man's going to Vegas twice in September. That's impressive.
Yeah, and he's with some ex-score people, too. So yep. Shout out to our guy, Dennis Gambino. Shout out to Cupcake Adam Harris, my guy.
Kevin Zipak too, right?
Love me some Zipak.
Go
Gunners.
Some old school score lineage. Good for Tanny. He's going to have some fun. That means we get Alex Kuhn in the captain's chair. Or is he always in the captain's chair? He's in the president's chair. Yesterday you made Chris Tannehill the president.
We have to protect Chris Tannehill at all costs. So, you know, sometimes they can't be in the same place at the same time. He's got to be in the cocoon as a designated survivor of this show.
Yes.
While Alex is out there with the people with us yesterday
mm-hmm.
and squiring Wani around.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, appointing categories, contestants. You did a lot, man.
Hey, Spiegel and Holmes listeners yesterday rocked categories.
Yeah, they rocked the whole show.
I actually think that we should every fourth time.
Just let the listeners play?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that.
It works
like
for
that.
Me. And it is the captain's seat, by the way. Usually I'm in the first officer's seat.
Oh, okay.
But now, today, I'm in the captain's seat.
So way to go, number one.
Yeah, way to go, Riker. He's stepping up right now. See, that was for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a quality reference.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We had a great time yesterday. That was a super fun show. We learned a lot of excellent football things. The Cubs just played a game. They beat a really bad Washington Nationals team. That dude, Irvin, he's got an ERA over 10 in the first inning.
I was annoyed by them.
And they just keep throwing him out there. That was his 29th start.
He's got to learn. He's got to learn. Bernie Mac was like, he got to learn.
Let's throw him out there some more. They do that. They do that every year. Remember when they did that with Patrick Corbin for 3 years in a row? Ass out there for 32 times.
Going out there and see if you can get it right.
Good luck with that 6.5 ERA.
We saw Pete Crow Armstrong be really good offensively today, doing all of the little things that can help a team win.
We saw Nico go boom. Again.
I told you June would be a great month for him. It was, by the way.
I know, but this that was another no-doubter. He's pulling the ball in the air a little bit. Good for him.
Yes, take advantage of bums when you can. And this Washington team is filled with them.
So
they're also filled with a guy. Josh Bell is one of those dudes where I'm like, why aren't you better? You've got all the things.
His whole career.
You've got all the things. Why aren't you better?
I know. Is James Wood going to turn into that? A guy who's you're going to look at and be like, why aren't you better?
Yeah, why aren't you good?
Yeah. But, questions. Look, we got, there's a big fish that we got to fry. We're going to talk to Mark Rohde for a Bears hit. Two words? One word? I don't know. It's up to you.
I feel like it's two words today, considering where we're getting ready to go next.
Well, that's the thing. Before we get to Rohde and the Bears news of the day and the coordinators talk today, and you'll get all of your Bears news and lots of sound at the top of the hour, we got to talk about this this massive three-part article exploring Chicago Bears chaos from last year and before by Tyler Dunn.
GoLongTD.com is his Substack. Tyler was an NFL reporter for a bunch of different outlets for a long time. Worked primarily in Buffalo. Remember last year he did a big thing on the Bills that got a lot of run. Did a piece on Caleb.
Packers for a lot of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they covered the Packers for a long time. I've known him for forever. Yeah, he's someone that is very well sourced.
That's the thing. He spoke to 32 different sources. And it seems like every coach and assistant coach from last year's Bears who has a chance now to try and reshape the narrative that it was all their fault and poor little Caleb Williams had no help. That's the narrative that they're pushing against, and boy, do they push.
Yeah, it's worth your time, and we'll do our best to give you a synopsis of it, and I would suggest that you read it and kind of make up your own mind how you feel about it. I sent it out to a couple of people, and I was like, hey, can I just get your point of view on this? And one person who I trust and respect was like, yo, if 30% of this is true, there's a problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to delve into, man, that's just old news. The Bears are chaos in organization. They didn't know what they were doing. And because there's some of that in there about how Ryan Poles screwed the pooch and ownership is a problem and all of that. And that stuff we know. But the relevant stuff that may or may not be true about Caleb Williams is downright frightening.
Yeah, and some of it feels sinister. And
on the part of the sources and the writing even?
Yeah, I read it, and I do think that there's some stuff in there to make sure that you keep in the back of your mind. I also think that it is put together in a way that makes it feel like there are grinded axes. There are lots of axes to grind, and they are being ground. So there's a part of me that feels like it's also a little unfair. The way that the narrative is shaped, and I want to try to be, I'm trying to always correct for my own bias.
Yeah.
Because people who've been listening to me know that I had some feelings about Caleb during the draft process. And my feelings were, to put it back on the record, is that the gap between him and Jaden Daniels wasn't as wide as most people thought it was. I also felt like that Justin plus the picks that you would get for trading Caleb might be a better solution than Caleb. Since then, my feeling on seeing some of the stuff that he was able to do last year, I feel strongly that there is a quarterback there. And now it's a matter of how do you get to him. And inside of this piece, there's a lot of questions about how to build a quarterback that everyone likes,
yeah,
that is competent at the gig, that you can build around, and that the hope is that Ben Johnson will be able to reach him in a way that the coaches last year felt like they tried, mm-hmm, and they were not capable. There are also accusations in here.
There's a ton of accusations. This is going to be a big story all weekend long in Chicago media, this Tyler Dunn piece from Go Long, and all the quotes and all the aspersions from the former coaches. It's going to be a big story all weekend long. It's going to be a big story Monday and Tuesday and beyond. But
it'll be a story all season long if things really go badly. If things go well, it will be something that people will laugh about.
The stuff in here about how much the organization kissed Caleb's butt and had to because of his possible limitations intellectually, and had to because of his lack of attention to detail and stuff in here is pretty scary. Like the intelligence and the diligence that this piece is basically saying that Caleb did not bring to it is scary. Not having, like, having to dumb down the snap count by ridiculous amounts, some of which we obviously heard. His inability to learn Chris Morgan's run scheme. His inability to adjust to what wide receivers were doing within the offense.
And people taking some offense, the wide receivers in particular, taking offense to the idea of how routes were being run, and that gets us back to the quote of, well, we'll just kind of have to do it Caleb's way and then see what goes on.
Sure. But like stuff like him turning his back on multiple coaches, culminating with Thomas Brown in a memorable in-game scene that Thomas Brown did not take well.
Yeah, there's also what seems, at least to me, and again, I would suggest you read it and you come to your own conclusions on it. There also seems to be a rewrite of what happened on Thanksgiving that I personally find offensive. And the reason that I find it offensive is that the idea behind it is that Caleb was so frazzled that he ended up calling the wrong play, and that's why the clock ticked down. Fine, a rookie quarterback on Thanksgiving, on the road, in that moment, if he is frazzled, whose bleeping job is it to then call a timeout and unfrazzle him? The fact that the head coach had the fact that the offensive coordinator had the timeout and they didn't use it, don't then retroactively blame that on how Caleb looked on that play. Because if you would have wanted him to look differently on that play, you could have called the damn timeout.
This, I haven't even gotten to that part of it yet. This piece is enormous. The stuff in here about the quote where Caleb had said, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on," in terms of the film.
They're very offended by that.
The Bears offensive assistant was actually on the phone with Tyler Dunn when this quote went viral. And the coach read it aloud, seethed, called it evil on Caleb Williams' part. Quote, "Do you think we're not going to meet with this kid and teach him crap? Who would do that? It's effing crazy. I don't get it. You think we want to be bad? It makes me effing sick." Another coach on offense called Caleb's complaint BS. For him to say it, that guy knows what the hell happened. Yeah, they're offended by that quote.
Yeah, and there does seem to be a lot of rallying around Shane Waldron that I also find to be over the top. That's just my opinion.
Well, sure. And Shane Waldron's quarterback coach is Kerry Joseph, not Kerry Carpenter. He's on the Tigers, not Kerry Collins. He played at Penn State. Kerry Joseph.
And for the Giants, right?
Yes, he did. And the Panthers. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we went to the playoffs with the Panthers.
Yeah, he did.
Tom Coughlin.
Good old number five?
Sure. This has been your Gary Collins content.
We've already done too much. And we need to take a break because...
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
All right.
Grody has dissected this, too.
Good. This piece is going to be everywhere, and it's heavy, and the Caleb stuff is... Whatever part is true is admittedly a little frightening.
Yep. We'll talk with Grody about that and everything else that happened to House Hall today next on The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac, stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Mark Grody, he of Rahimi, Harris, Grody, Middays, and our Bears beat reporter joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Groats, this Tyler Dunn piece is... There's a lot in here, and there's a lot to sift through and try to figure out what's true and what's not and who might have an axe to grind because they no longer work here. There's a lot. When you read it, and I'm sure there are a lot of people up there at Hallis Hall that read it too, what was your reaction?
Well, I would say, first of all, if it is true, and if it's not, you know, guys just having an axe to grind, and we're only reading one side of this. This article came out after we left the locker room today. If true, to some degree, I don't know if I'm wording this right or the way I want to even word it, to some degree, we all did Shane Waldron dirty. We did Matt Eberflus dirty. Oof. We might have even have done Ryan Poles dirty, even though he's the one that drafted Caleb Williams. But I've said it a million times. He's the one that hired these coaches. And to this day, we talk about, and I've used the language, what a joke the past coaching staff was. And maybe it wasn't a good coaching staff, and maybe they weren't the right people to be bringing along Caleb Williams. That's all possible. But that's what goes through my mind first. The second thing that goes through my mind is the final game of the year. That was the Green Bay Packers. Ironic that I'm talking about a glorious win. The Bears beat the Green Bay Packers in that final game of the season. And I remember Thomas Brown, and we can go back and find the tape. Thomas Brown was talking about some of the real talks he had to have with Caleb Williams. I remember asking some follow-up questions. And I think I even brought that up at the beginning of the offseason just as a clear a sign that this coaching staff, under Thomas Brown anyway, after Matt Eberflus was fired, was really trying to challenge him. And if you go back and listen to that, you could kind of hear some of it. The next thing that went through my mind, guys, and there's so much, but I'm not going to talk for 30 minutes, even though you know I'd love the full hour. DJ Moore. So all the leadership stuff, and I assume that you guys have looked through this and maybe read some of it to the audience as well, but talking about sort of I'm looking at the forced leadership is the way it was put by, and these are sources, obviously, from the author of Go Long. So, you know, saying there was forced leadership. And the first thing I asked DJ Moore a couple of days ago, like, what's he got to get better at? He said leadership. Now, I'm not like, it could just be coincidence. It could just be DJ Moore thinking of things to just say and throw out there to appease me and to appease the media. But I found it very interesting that he said that. And look, DJ Moore is always pretty real, and he can be pretty wry sometimes when you talk to him. But, you know, when I said, you know, is everybody going to get the ball? And he said, we'll see. We'll see what Caleb Williams part two is. So in other words, he wasn't exactly heaping praise on Caleb for this year. And again, that just could be coincidental and just trying to go easy and not be too prone to hyperbole. But those are the first few things that came to my mind about that article, guys.
It's good stuff, Mark Grody. I think when we've heard it said that Ben Johnson is going to break Caleb Williams down so he could build him back up, it's not just his understanding of schematic football. It's more. And there's a lot of work that I think Ben Johnson is trying to do here. And I think we'll all find out together, maybe even including Ben Johnson, whether Caleb is going to rise up and be able to do everything you have to do to be a great NFL quarterback. That's the big takeaway that I'm getting from this. Because whatever portion of the Caleb stuff is true is bad. As bad as the Bears were at enabling it and just handing him the keys, he was bad at running that car with those keys as well.
Yeah, he you know, the big thing that has been talked about behind the scenes and transparently, if you read between the lines, is the one thing about Caleb Williams, and it wasn't necessarily to denigrate him, but maybe with the context of this, it was putting a strong message out there that while he has all the talent in the world, he has not learned how to be a professional quarterback at this level. He was great in college, hasn't learned how you hear that uttered about the building. And it wasn't like posed in some alarming way. It was almost posed as if, you know, like this is what quarterbacks go through. But now when I think back to hearing that and people telling me that and people telling Dan Weiderer that kind of stuff, it makes a lot more sense now and maybe takes on new meaning. And I will stress that we have not heard the other side of this, haven't talked to any players about it. And I don't know how deeply we'll even be able to get into it, being that there's probably going to be a lot of, you know, turn the page kind of thing. But the whole thing is just alarming, and it just illuminates, again, guys, some of the things that we heard last year on the record about Caleb Williams, and it's just it's crazy, this article. It's just amazing.
I think it's fair to try and look back at all of this stuff with this as part of the context that you're trying to figure out what happened. I also think that it's important that you can clearly see where these quotes are coming from. Like, even if they're anonymous, like with the way even the Tyler is describing some of the people that are talking to him, you can kind of figure out who's talking about this. And then you as a consumer have to decide, is it valuable to know that there were offensive coaches who maybe felt this way and also are maybe like, man, I got screwed out of a job because we couldn't get this right. What I don't like about it, and this is just from my read of it, I don't like that there is an abdication of coaching that is seemed to be to be rewritten inside of the piece.
Yeah, man, they made it binary. Tyler and the Sources have, it's a good band, by the way, Tyler and the Sources, have kind of made it binary. Maybe they feel like it's been binary, and now they got to push back.
Yeah, maybe they feel like they've been getting too much flack coming the way of it's all the coach's fault.
Yeah.
And so they're going extra hard saying, no, it's the quarterback's fault. And perhaps the truth is somewhere in the middle.
It 100% is. The Bears did some bad enabling, and there was some chaos going on from bumbling boobs of coaches, and Caleb seems to have brought some bad work habits and some bad understanding to it.
Well, the other thing that I really don't like, and I think is a tad irresponsible.
It's dangerous.
Is the idea of giving a diagnosis to Caleb as possibly dyslexic without there being any real proof of that. I find that to be, ooh, that's, and on it, to me, it's messed up on a couple levels. One, it's messed up that people would feel comfortable going on the record talking about something that they had clearly like no idea of how to diagnose and then whether it had been diagnosed. Two, if it's true that he does have a learning disability and one that position is difficult, not impossible to overcome. There have actually been quarterbacks that have played with a level of dyslexia, and it's on a spectrum too. For the Bears scouting department to not have then informed, at least according to the piece, informed the coaches that that's what the coaches were dealing with, that shows a level of malpractice as well. So for me, there's so much where, like, my mind is like, wait, this is dangerous to put this into the ether like this without there being actual conversation around it. And I hope that there are people that at Hallis Hall that have read this that feels like it rises to the level of speaking on it. Because that to me is, as Jerry Angelo would say, is dirty pool.
And I'll add to that, Lawrence, if he is dyslexic, and I have zero knowledge to support that, so I'm taking it on the surface, then these guys, these anonymous sources, should not be saying things like, we had to change the snap count for this guy. He would call the wrong plays. We had to oversimplify things, because there's a lot of that in this article that they couldn't believe, that he had to look at the wristband a little bit longer, and that, you know, all of those kind of things pop out when we talk about that. If he is to have a learning disability, then you have to teach him differently. So if it's true, then yeah, shame on them for not getting a professional or be able to speak the proper language to somebody that does have that a learning disability. But again, we don't know that. We have no idea, and it would be irresponsible for me or any of us to even sit here and say that oh, maybe he does. I have no idea if he does.
Oh, my God. I'm just I had to giggle at the possibility of the Bears drafting a quarterback. I'm not going to go that far like they do, but like of somebody who learns. Everybody learns in different ways. We've known this.
And it's up to the coaches to figure out how you learn.
It's up to the organization to get to know the guy through your massive freaking process of scouting and deciding whether to take him that you have to know what kind of a learner he is. And then the coach has got to figure that out. And you got to be smart and a real communicator. I trust that Ben Johnson is. I don't know how fast it might all happen, but I bet that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams will find the way to communicate and the way to teach that helps Caleb the best. There could be time constraints in how quickly you can get there and how long it takes to get there and all of that kind of stuff. But I feel, again, it goes back to some of the bigger issues. I feel like we got the right guy. Now we'll see if they can really connect and get this done.
And let me just say, before you respond, Gross, the other thing about like the circling of the wagons around Shane Waldron, because that's really what this feels like to me. Let us not forget that his reputation is not just damaged because of what happened here. It was damaged because of what was going on in Seattle and how he ended up available as an offensive coordinating candidate for the Bears is because he wasn't getting it done. And let us not forget Jackson Smith and Jigba letting you know before he came to the Bears that he's not really good at the gig. So like that offends me on a level too.
Understandably. People in the Twitch mob are convinced, like, hey, is Tyler Dunn a Vikings fan? Or this, you know, that kind of stuff. But then Dino with this. This sounds like it came from Trace Armstrong, LLC. That's funny.
And scary.
And a little scary. Because he's got a lot of coaches on that tree. How many of the 32 are champions? Was it champions first?
Yeah. Look, Speaks, you know I'm not a big Brian Kelly guy, right?
Yeah.
But in the college football doc on Netflix, Brian Kelly is on the phone with Trace. And so, like, he's got the camera, like, he's driving, phone because he's talking, because Trace is representing some of the players on LSU's team.
Seriously. This quarterback.
Yeah, Nussmeier with NIL deals and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And Brian Kelly, like, he hangs up with Trace, and he just kind of looks over at the camera like, yeah, it's really weird because, you know, he's my agent, too, so it makes for a really weird relationship.
And think about it. The whole last year and a half has served as a beatdown of Trace Armstrong's methodology that it includes the league cracking down on hiring practices, let alone everybody getting whacked from that Bears staff.
Grody, you were saying.
But yeah, well, let's just add on to what you were saying about Shane Waldron. You're right. We heard Jackson Smith and Jigba loud and clear. Shane Waldron was out of a job, no doubt about it. So, like, we can be, like, and objectively, like, okay, why was he the best guy to be anybody's offensive coordinator, let alone the number one overall draft pick? But if there is semblance of truth to this article, if it is in the right perspective and the tone is what it sounds like to be, Shane Waldron still to some degree was done dirty if all of these kinds of things were true, and probably did not deserve the beating that I and other reporters, talk show hosts, or I'll just say me, gave Shane Waldron during the season and after the season. So there's a lot of things that need to be probably worked on. We're all working our sources to figure out what's what. With all of this and to hear the other side of it. But it just gives a different perspective on these coaches.
I bet he still deserved it, Gross. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I do believe that the truth ends up somewhere in the middle on this stuff. It's going to be fascinating to see what kind of fallout there is over the next few days. The timing is quite something in terms of conversation. But
I just really, like, it would be great if he were good and they win.
It makes you really want that.
It makes me, and remember, I'm not a Caleb guy. It makes me really root for him because it.
So you think he's out? These guys are out to get you. Think Tyler Dunn?
I think they're
out to get him.
I'm not saying Tyler. I think there are a lot of people that he quoted that were clearly out to get him, and some of the stuff that they're saying might be true. But I just think that the over-the-top defense of Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus. And I mean, like, stupid stuff where, like, we're talking about the timeout thing. Like, that bothers me.
Yeah.
That really bothers me. And then, like, they talk about the Washington game. And Tyrique Stevenson catches some strays in this piece, too, which is fascinating.
But this is a tale as old as football time. That, like, people called Jay Cutler a coach killer. You know, like, quarterbacks, when they're not good enough or they don't work hard enough or they're just not quite facile enough, whatever it is, can end up getting coaches fired in their minds, and then they need to push back and try to say it's them, not us, you know?
Right, yeah. Right. I imagine that I've been around enough NFL locker rooms to know that, like, hey, some of this stuff is, and look, there's a reason that I've been talking about, like, the concept of needing Caleb to submit more to the coaching of Ben Johnson and the choices that are made. But I don't think, if I'm Ryan Poles, I don't feel very good about anything after reading that, because no matter what, he's painted in a terrible light, either by allowing Caleb to kind of run the organization or putting together a coaching staff that had no idea how to get the most out of him.
I got to say, as offended as those assistant coaches were by the film comment and some of the other stuff, like, that came off as Caleb axe grinding. You know, that came off as Caleb and his dad saying, what the hell did you do to me? And so it's understandable that the crackback has now come.
And Speaks, you're right. Like, we have to put all of this into the gumbo.
Yes.
And all of the things that people felt about Caleb and Carl Williams during the draft process, all of those things, you have to make up your own mind. So, like, there are people like, why would you guys even give this stuff air? Well, one, there are quotes here. Like, this isn't an opinion piece, although sometimes it does read like one. These are actual quotes from people on the staff last year. Mm-hmm. And so you have to take that and be like, okay, what is true here? What is worthy of conversation? And yeah, if you read it and feel like it reads like a hit piece, I understand that. I completely understand where you're coming from. But I don't think that ignoring it is the way to go. I think you take it, you try and learn from it, you try and figure out what's real and what's not.
Yes.
And now we have another data point to add to our conversation about Caleb and the Bears.
This is what we can do journalistically to try to give the listeners the full picture. Mark Grody, you know what happened, right? We just talked about this Tyler Dunn piece the whole time, didn't even get to your tape. You know what that means? You get a second segment.
That's right. Yes. Yes. We're going to get into what actually happened at Hallis Hall today.
Guys, real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
We'll
Laura.
Let you it's talk. Really, we'll let you but talk really at some point. Yeah.
No. This is really important.
Bears.
Because I need to tease something. I was going to try to cram it in here. It's really important. I saw Caleb Williams in the locker room today doing something that I had never seen him do, and I even asked him about it, and this was going to be my nugget at the end, and it has moved up to what probably could have been in the first part of this segment, something that I saw Caleb Williams do that I think Bears fans will like and might show you that if all that stuff was true with the coaches, that things may be really different under Ben Johnson. So, Lawrence, I am sorry, but I think it was a worthy interruption.
I like that tease. It helps to move the story forward. And damn it, that's what Mark Grody does. More that's Bears right. conversation next here on The Score.
Bears.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ah, Grody!
All right. Grody left everyone on the side of a cliff before we left with his tease about something that he had never seen Caleb do.
My grasp is slipping, Grody, on the side.
But we appreciate him doing that because that leaves the audience right where they are. All right, so what did you see?
I'll get right to it, guys. Yeah, I witnessed Caleb Williams doing something in the locker room today, which I don't believe I'd seen him doing prior to today. He was sitting at his actually standing at his locker very intensely. He had a laminated sheet of paper that he was holding, and I could see him again very intently, maybe even intensely, mouthing different things, like pantomiming and mimicking different things. Like, you couldn't hear what he was saying, but he was mouthing things, and literally with his finger pointing in different directions in the locker room, like as if he was setting guys up at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, this was not a regular Caleb Williams day, but we have found that Caleb Williams, one of the things that I really like about Caleb is the fact that he's okay to like hobnob a little bit and say, hey, and you could ask him maybe one or two questions. And I asked him what he was doing, and he just told me that he was visualizing and playing out certain scenarios. And I said, you do that all the time now? He goes, yep, I do it all the time. He's like, every free chance I get, I am doing that. So relative to all of this, I just thought that that was very interesting. And here's why. Just because we want to know that he's doing things differently with his head coach, even if this article had not come out. We want to know what makes Ben Johnson different for this quarterback. And I just thought that that was really interesting and moved up in the update as opposed to what I said was just going to be like a simple nugget. And I didn't go any farther with Caleb on that because, like I said, I don't want to, you know, intrude on his time because we already had our time to ask him questions, but I did think that that was interesting.
It is interesting. It's good stuff. Look, he has a respect for Ben Johnson that Ben has earned that will hopefully make Caleb work harder and work smarter and work different than he ever has before. And that is just, and you could argue he should have done all of that with Shane Waldron if he wasn't, but having respect for the teacher is hopefully a part of unlocking him as he's getting broken down here, Groats. So
unlock me. Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. This is going to play Provasic perfectly. So you can make Provasic. This is also, may I get to the...
Go
I
for it.
Yes, do your thing.
Go for it. Do your job. Do your job now.
Because it's amazing. Like this, some of the cut that I'm about to play from Roma Dunze is perfect for what we're talking about. So first of all, there's kind of like two topics within this cut, but and then let me set it up for you. Seems like, you know, everybody is, including myself, everybody is expecting, I don't know, breakout year is the right way to put it, but a big year from Roma Dunze. After 734 yards last year, he had three touchdowns, and you're going to hear Odunze sticking up for Caleb Williams as he did, I'm sure you guys heard it, recently on the St. Brown podcast where he just kind of had it with everybody going after Caleb Williams. So I did ask about that, and it's a very interesting answer. Here's Roma Dunze.
Do you think there's going to be that jump for you this year?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Why? Why do you feel like there'll be that jump?
I mean, you know, I've got a year of work under my belt, you know, an NFL season under my belt. So, you know, improved on everything when it comes to wide receiver play. I feel like I've, you know, made a jump. So just got to go out there and put on display.
DJ Moore said the other day that in terms of trying to get everybody the ball, obviously you guys have a lot of weapons. Right. It's the first guy to get open in some cases. Is it really that simple?
Yeah, it's that simple. I mean, whoever, you know, C-Will is looking on any particular play, you know, we got a lot of playmakers across the board in every single room. So, you know, whoever gets the ball on that play, you know, it's kudos to them for sure because, you know, we got weapons.
It would appear that you think there's a little bit too much maybe criticism when it comes to Caleb Williams and the way we talk about him and maybe the national. Yeah. Can you talk more about that and how we're all handling Caleb Williams?
I know I said y'all, but it's just, you know, not, I don't think necessarily all y'all. I think y'all good folks. All the people out here in Chi-Town, I appreciate y'all. Y'all good people. But at the end of the day, on a national scale, for sure, you know, it's a lot of criticism that I feel is, you know, sometimes arbitrary at some point. So, but it's all good. At the end of the day, you know, this is our profession, and you know, Caleb understands that being, you know, the pick that he is and where he is. So, we'll take it all and we'll bank it for sure.
Rome's a smart and thoughtful dude.
Yeah, I like the choice of the word there. Arbitrary is a good use of the word. Washington education.
Yeah, man.
Saw it yesterday with Olin, and now we got it with Rome. Like, yeah. That's good stuff. What else we got?
Yeah, let's get to, and this, again, this is on Caleb here. Declan Doyle, the Bears offensive coordinator, spoke today. I asked the Bears OC, what's the number one thing that you have worked on with Caleb Williams?
Biggest thing is just his processing ability, his thoughts as far as pre-snap and then post-snap, just really ingraining how we want him to think. That's the number one thing.
Have you seen the processing ability get better?
I have, yeah. He's gotten better, you know, since we got here in February, and you know, the progress he's made until now, and he's still continuing to get better every day. And I think that, you know, as we get into these game plans, you're just going to continue to see a guy who is working really hard at it continue to progress.
What's the key to processing for any quarterback when everything's happening so fast? How do you process?
The game slows down when your eyes go to the right place. So when his eyes are in the right place, that's when you hear, like, guys talk about in year two and three and their processing ability. They're like, hey, the game slowed down for me. That's really what they're referring to. They're saying, I know where to look, where my eyes need to go, and then I know – really, it's the implied information. So this piece moves, and I understand what that means relative to the rest of the scheme. And so that's really what you're kind of trying to train. You're trying to train the eyes all the time.
As an extension of that, like with all the pre-snap stuff and cadence, can that change the way, like a drastic change to the way he plays football, just given what he didn't do with that in college and knowing that that's now required of him here?
Yeah, that's definitely that's why we're all here is, you know, that's the way Ben has played. And that's what the way he designed the offense in Detroit. You know, that's kind of we've had elements of that as we've gotten here. And it definitely is a little bit of a change because in college he was a little bit more stagnant, a little more spread out. And, you know, that's a process that he's developing too. And it's something that we feel like as we start to master that and get better at it, it can provide a lot of challenges for defenses.
My partner's arms went in the air at the question and answer about what processing is specifically.
I'm so glad that you followed up, Gross, because that was the thing that was going on. I was processing in my mind was, can you whiteboard it for me? And you don't even have to make it Caleb specific on what improvement in processing looks like. And Declan, I think, did a really good job of illustrating what he means. And
your eyes have to go to the right place, and then you get implied information because your eyes are in the right place.
But if your head is moving all over the place, you're not going to be able to process anything.
Yeah.
That's and we really saw that. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought it was too. And yeah, and we saw that times last year where there were guys that were, you could circle them and say, that guy was open, should have gone to that guy, and that's part of the processing.
I love this texter. I do the same thing as Caleb in Portillo's when I'm planning how to order my beef. Gotta lock it in.
The eyes, man.
Let your eyes go to the right place. Like, don't think about the chocolate cake until you get the beef ordered.
Let the jardiniere slow down for you just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Could I have another piece of chocolate cake? Keep going, Groats. Give us the good stuff.
Grady Jarrett. Haven't talked to Grady Jarrett in a long time, man. And he is heading into his 11th season, which, as we all know, when the NFL season opens, it feels like do or die. You lose that first game, it feels like the sky is falling. Why? Because there's so much buildup to every single NFL game. Grady Jarrett, I thought, had great perspective on game one and what it's like for him now.
From an excitement standpoint of it, I think is, you know, it's even more, man. I mean, I'm just loving where I'm at right now, playing the game, stuff like that. So, you know, that first game jitters, all that stuff come with it. That's how I know, you know, I'm still, you know, loving doing what I do. And as far as preparation, I think having experience enough to know that first game can go either way, you know, as far as, you know, they can do everything that you kind of plan for, or it could be a whole new vibe that you just haven't seen. So that's why I've learned that the first game, not even to just really overthink some of the schematics. You just go out there, play ball, work and trust your training, and let the rest take care of yourself.
Sometimes football's annoying because the quarterback stuff is so much more important than everything else, and you feel like you haven't even thought about a guy like Grady Jarrett in this game coming up.
Tell me that there's more Grady Jarrett.
There is, and I know I've played a lot or talked with you guys a lot about the cadence for Caleb Williams, which seems like just such an important thing in the Ben Johnson offense, and Grady Jarrett may have given the best testimonial yet on Caleb's improvement in that regard.
From the first time I got here to the springtime and to our training camp time, I can tell a big difference, and that's totally truth. And obviously, it's something that, especially when you come into a new offense, don't know how your coach want to run things, I could definitely tell an improvement in what he's done with his cadence. He got me jump off sides a couple times in training camp, but I wasn't budging in the springtime. So so he definitely improving, and I'm happy to see it.
What's different about it now?
I mean, it's just a feel, a timing. Can't go right into specifics, but I think it's just a better understanding of how he can use it as a weapon.
Man, so that's Grady Jarrett, longtime veteran on the defensive line, talking about what he sees and hears from Caleb with cadence when they play against each other.
That's a guy who you want to have your back. Like, if I'm Caleb, yeah. Like, that's a guy where I spend a lot of time. Like, when I'm not with the offensive guys, I spend a lot of time with Grady Jarrett.
I spend a lot of time visualizing and mouthing the words like Grody saw him do. Like, if that's a problem for you, if that's an issue for you, then be vulnerable and go ahead and do it and work on it, you know?
Yeah.
Pride can get in the way of doing some of the learning that you have to do. Practice and working on stuff privately. I love that you saw that moment, Groats. That sticks well
I did
with
too.
Me.
I did too, because like it's not cool. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's like,
exactly. Right? Exactly. It's like, and you have to have the courage, like Lester Bangs and like everybody in Almost Famous when they learn the lesson, to be uncool. You must be comfortable being uncool.
Speaks, it was like me. I played the clarinet in high school. I played it for 20 years of my life. Clarinet was not cool.
Not cool,
like,
but that made you cool. That made you cool.
I got one more cut for you guys. Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator for the Bears, and we haven't talked a whole lot about J.J. McCarthy. How do you go about preparing for J.J. McCarthy, considering he is a rookie?
You have to prepare for the unexpected. You have to prepare for unscouted looks. We're going to see something that we haven't seen yet. We really got to be able to prepare for the system, and then we've got to be ready to adjust. And I think, you know, what my experience would tell me that the teams that are able to adjust the best within the game, those are the teams that usually have the most success. And so, you know, in particular with JJ, like, you know, we obviously studied him coming out. We got a chance to see him in a couple of preseason games, and yet we don't have a lot of film on him. So we'll have to be ready to adjust and see how they're trying to call the game with him.
Jaquan Brisker told us, just kind of paraphrasing what he said, that at some point in time you guys will knock the ball loose from McCarthy, or there'll be an interception because you guys have been going at it. Is there a message that you guys give to your defenders when it is a rookie quarterback debuting in the NFL that you got a chance to get this guy?
Look, we view this is an NFL quarterback. He's here for a reason. We respect him. We respect his talents. We respect the team that we're facing. But each and every week, that's part of what we do, is we're hunting the football. I mean, the number one reason why you – and really the only reason why you take the field on defense is to get the ball back for the offense.
All right, quick correction. Not a rookie quarterback. First time starting quarterback.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it's a really interesting way to look at this game, because he's actually in year two of the offense, and we know that his head coach is a great quarterback teacher, one that the Bears quarterback wishes he was being taught by last year.
Yeah, there are mirror images in a lot of ways here with the great quarterback teacher and offensive mind teaching the second-year player how to do it in a different way. And oh, by the way, both offensive lines are rebuilt in the middle, theoretically, to give the young quarterback time to stay in the pocket and do what he needs to do.
And what I find fascinating about watching McCarthy versus Dennis Allen's defense and just the rest of the year with McCarthy is what value is it to sit and learn? Because this is an argument that the entire NFL is trying to figure out. When you draft a quarterback because of the quarterback contract clock, is it better to play that person right away and make your decision and then move on? Or do you let that person sit? So he becomes another test case here of, can you learn without playing? Some people will say, absolutely. Look at some of the better quarterbacks in the league. And some people say, no, the best experience is getting out there and seeing what it's like. But then Ben Johnson, when we asked him about that with Caleb, he's like, yeah, basically nothing. He learned nothing last year. And now he's learning how to play quarterback. So seeing how each of these guys looks on Monday is going to be fascinating.
Nuggets and tidbits. Tell us about the health of important players.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to leave you guys with. Yes, the injury report came out today. Jalen Johnson did practice, saw him out there in the glimpse that we get out here at Hallis Hall. He did take it easy. He was limited. TJ Edwards did not practice today. Hamstring injury.
Uh-oh.
No Roshan Johnson. He's been dealing with a foot injury. There is a little bit of good news, and that is that both Josh Blackwell and Kyle Manungai were out there today. They were limited, but I will tell you that just watching some of the stretching and the group exercise that Kyle Manungai was doing with the team, he looked like a guy who is going to be good to go. I don't know that for a fact, but he did look pretty good out there. And it should be told to our listeners, too, that today is like a Thursday out here at Hallis Hall, so it is tomorrow when we get the status report, and we'll have a better idea of who's playing and who is not tomorrow. So just keep that in mind.
Grody, what instrument did you play?
I played the clarinet. Oh. I played, from fourth grade through my freshman year in college.
That's a recorder.
It's the best we could do.
No, I'm sorry. My musical sensibilities are offended.
It's the best we could do.
Yeah. Now, if you don't have clarinet music, then, you know.
I say keep playing.
Don't insult Mark Grody.
I need a little Pete Fountain, maybe. Pete Fountain and who's the other famous clarinetist, Spiegs?
Benny Goodman. I'll go back to Benny Goodman. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, are we doing categories? All right, Benny Goodman.
No, we are not.
Woody Allen plays the clarinet, too.
You, sir, got 8 bears for this report. Thank you very much.
Bear spy.
Later.
It's Mark Grody.
The rock and roll clarinet. It's a weird thing to find. You don't find it a lot.
My partner is an internet sensation. We'll explain why next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay? In right. Three, in two, one.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on The Score.
Hey, Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw. It's going to be live tomorrow morning from Rally House in Geneva from 9 to 12:45 leading into Cubs pregame. They've got an unbelievable show. Derek Lee is going to be on. Jed Hoyer is going to be on, and Ozzie Guillen. Head out there. Meet Bruce and David. You can gear up for Bears season and also register to win a $250 Rally House gift card. That's tomorrow from 9 to 12:45 at Rally House in Geneva. By the way, Lawrence, I'll be doing pregame, postgame, and the fifth inning of play-by-play on Sunday for the Cubs radio broadcast when Derek Lee and Sammy Sosa will be inducted into the Cubs Hall of Fame.
That is outstanding. You're also going to be doing pregame on Monday.
Monday, you and I will be doing pregame. So I'm doing Cubs pregame Sunday, and then you and me doing Bears pregame along with Olin and Pat Manley on Monday in our slot.
There's football tonight, and we're going to carry it, by the way, starting at 6:30. Chiefs are taking on the Chargers in Brazil. Coverage begins at 6:30. We kick off at 7 right here on The Score. and the Odyssey app. Shout out to Middays because they were talking about that today. And I'm like, you know what? I can have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, you can. The pregnant pause has made its way into all sorts of reads.
That's right.
So yesterday, Olin Krutz taught me how to be better at center because he was really good at it. And I just played 4 years of flag football as a center.
No, don't try to act like that. That's what you were talking about. You were trying to show Olin that you knew what you were doing because you played 4 years of flag football.
I felt really good about it before he critiqued me and just destroyed me, ripped me to shreds.
You did not feel good about it after that. And we noticed that, you know, because Olin amplified the message, which is great. And he put out the video, and it's still up, I think, now for just a little bit longer of you doing this. And there are a lot of football players who saw your technique.
So, football players who follow Olin Krutz who were able to enjoy him picking me apart.
Yeah. I saw names like Lance Briggs, for example, saw it.
Okay.
Izzy Adonijay. Rashid Davis.
Sure.
We know that Quentin Nelson saw you.
Quentin Nelson, the all-pro guard from the Colts, clicked like on that.
My technique was being dissected by Olin Krutz, and I'm not going to say how I did.
It was something. Hopefully never see it again.
Come on, man. I mean, but Quentin Nelson clicked like. That means he approved of my technique.
That is not what that means.
That's how I'm reading that.
Okay, that's a bad read by you.
He approved of Olin destroying my technique?
I think that's probably more accurate.
Yeah, you know.
It's more likely to be right.
Six and one half dozen the other.
Uh-huh. Thanks, everyone involved in today's show. Great job by Alex filling in for the president. That's very important. And it's football, man. It's coming up. We are going to have it here for you on The Score, so you don't have to go anywhere. We're also going to share our conversation with Olin Krutz coming up in a little bit. You're going to enjoy that. For Alex, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to pay it forward with you on Monday. Game day, baby! Have a great football weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.